The reviews are in. The public has passed judgment on last week's budget, which government hopes will go some way towards reviving its flagging political fortunes. Two major polls this morning revealing strong support for some measures in the budget, but no bounce, not even a dead cat bounce, for the coalition. Paul Bongiorno joins us. Hello, Paul.
Hi there, Fran.
Paul, before I just like to mention a tweet we got that talking about that cybersecurity story. Jason says, because the NBN is so slow, this virus won't spread as fast in Australia. That's our management plan.
For some things.
Pretty funny. Paul, both News Poll and Ipsos show the coalition still lagging Labor by 6 points, two-party preferred. That number really hasn't changed much despite the budget. So no bounce for Malcolm Turnbull or Scott Morrison in this budget. But a silver lining, it's not a polling disaster either, that the 2014 budget was. Do you think Malcolm Turnbull will be relieved or disappointed this morning?
Well, I guess he may be disappointed. I mean, what he'd really hoped for, although I'm sure he realistically knew it couldn't happen, would be some sort of miracle. In other words, you know, an instant bounce that showed an overwhelming support. That's not there. And as a matter of fact, we've got these two polls today. Ipsos goes in a different direction to News Poll. News Poll slightly worsens the government's position on its previous polling, whereas Ipsos improves it. Now, the last Ipsos poll, of course, had a 10-point lead to Labor, and many saw that as a bit extreme, a bit of an outlier. But I was talking to polling analyst Andrew Katsaris, who's now seen not only these two polls, but of course you might remember there was the Sky Reachtel poll and the Seven Reachtel poll. Both arrived at the 53-46 measure, and this trend we've been seeing now for quite a few months. So in the view of Andrew Katsaris, nothing's really happened since the budget with the polls. If an election were held, you know, today or tomorrow, Labor would win easily.
Sure. Paul, you've been around, seen a lot of budgets. You've seen that over the last 10 years, probably, governments tend not to get much of a bounce from the polls. If the PM was hoping for that, well, then he shouldn't have been, probably. But is that the point of this, or the point is to try and put some kind of platform under Malcolm Turnbull's sagging popularity? And what he might read into these numbers is support for some of the big measures in it, the spending on infrastructure, the spending on Gonski's through the roof, support on that, but even the bank tax, and well, especially the bank tax, but even the Medicare levy, people aren't really, you know, raking the government down for that.
Well, the people who, the pollster, and no doubt it was Mark Textor who helped the government to look at its vulnerabilities and beginning addressing them, probably needs a bonus because it's been laser-like. The government has identified its vulnerabilities in the policy area and has gone for them. Now, a lot of the commentariat, some of the hard-nosed economists shaking their heads and saying that this is rank populism. Well, politics, as we've said, is all about doing what the people or the voters want, doing it sure in a responsible way. But what we're seeing here is that people are prepared to accept a bit of pain if they can be convinced that what it's for is worthwhile. Like, for example, the NDIS, the argument with the banks, as you say, has been well and truly won by the Treasurer and the government, supported by virtually everybody in the Parliament. So that's there. I think that's what the vulnerability, if you like, Fran, is the fairness thing. There's no overwhelming majority, or indeed no majority of voters, according to all the polls, that think that the budget is very fair. A plurality do. So this is a vulnerability that I noticed that Peter Credlin in Today's Australian has picked up. This gives Labor a line of attack that it's already gone on, and this goes over, do we need the full Medicare, the Medicare levy raised by 0.5% for everybody, or not? Should we take off the budget repair levy from the wealthiest people or not? These polls would suggest that Labor has got fertile ground to work on here in terms of making it fairer and spreading the pain for what the electorate clearly sees in all the polling as pretty good policy.
Okay, now they embark on the sell, so we'll watch how that goes, and I guess they're going to be travelling through electorates, the Prime Minister and Scott Morrison talking up the big spending on major infrastructure projects.
Just one quick comment on the way out. I think that the vulnerability is not only from how well the opposition goes or how well the government goes at selling, but I think it's crucial that the government stay united. Mm. If the government starts fracturing from within, if the Conservatives think that this is a sellout and Liberal principles have been sold down the drain, then it'll start to unravel.
Are there dangers in these numbers you see in terms of that?
Oh, well, yeah, of course, because the government is trailing by 6 points. So that's why it's absolutely vital that that everyone in the Liberal and National Party, you know, especially the MPs, get their shoulder to the wheel.
Paul Bongiorno, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran. Bye.
Paul Bongiorno is a columnist with the Saturday paper.